Hi everyone, you're listening to Us and Tomorrow. I'm Belinda. Today's episode is a follow-up to the last one, where we talked about focus in an age of endless information. But you might be thinking, okay, but how do I actually slow my mind down? How do we find stillness when the world seems to move faster every year? Today I want to share something close to me, how to meditate in an information-swamped era. And this isn't really a perfect guide, just like some small gentle steps. First, a confession. Even though I've practiced meditation for years, my mind still races sometimes. I still overthink. But I'll sit down, close my eyes, and 10 seconds later, I'm thinking about unfinished emails, an Instagram post I saw this morning, a conversation I need to have. And this is normal. We live in a world designed to pull us in 1,000 directions, as I mentioned last time. Meditation doesn't mean turning off these thoughts. It means seeing them for what they are, just thoughts, like clouds passing across the sky. So, like, where do we begin? If you've never meditated before, start very small. 2 minutes, like just 2 minutes, yeah. Sit somewhere you won't be interrupted. Your bed, a quiet corner, even in your car before work. Close your eyes or soften your gaze and take one slow, deep breath in and one slow, complete breath out. Now, wait. Now, notice the next breath. And the one after that. That's all you have to do. Your mind will wander. And, well, I mean, it's supposed to. When you notice that you've drifted into thought, say to yourself, thinking. Not in a harsh way, just gently naming it. Then return to the breath, over and over. In Buddhism, there is a teaching called beginner's mind. It means letting go of the idea that meditation has to feel a certain way. Some days your mind will feel like a storm, and other days you might find a few moments of stillness, and both are fine. The practice is in returning. Again and again, and in those returns, we start to see something important. That we're not our thoughts, we're the observers of our thoughts. And again, when the world is full of news alerts, trending videos, and endless scrolling, meditation is an act of rebellion. It says, I don't have to take in everything right now. I can step back. I can be present with one breath and one moment. And even 2 minutes of that can change the shape of your day. So if you want to go further, you can set a timer for 5 or 10 minutes or use a simple guided meditation from like YouTube videos or like apps like Insight Timer. But the key is consistency. A little every day is better than one big session once a month. And remember, your worth isn't measured by how perfectly you meditate. The point isn't to escape life, it's to meet life with a clearer mind. So one breath in, one breath out, this is how we begin again. So thanks for practicing with me today on Us and Tomorrow. I'm Belinda. If this episode felt grounding, share it with someone who needs a quiet moment. Until next time, just stay present. Thank you.